Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
In other news this afternoon, another powerful voice has joined calls to scrap stamp duty to make housing more affordable. Alex Malley, the boss of Certified Practicing Accountants, CPA Australia, says stamp duty is just a whack to the hip pocket, which restricts the property market. He says there would be real benefits if stamp duty was scrapped. First home buyers wouldn't need to borrow money from their parents to afford it. Older Australians could sell and downsize more often because they wouldn't have the fear of paying stamp duty when they buy a new place. Sadly, the federal government is backing away from any major tax reform, so it's up to the states to look into it, they say. Alex Malley, the boss of CPA Australia, is on the line. Hi, Alex.
G'day, Ben. Man flu at work. I'm in awe.
I know. I'm kicking on despite the man flu. Thank you very much. I know you won't have any solutions for man flu because it's impossible to treat, but housing affordability, I know you've got some ideas in that regard. How important is getting rid of stamp duty?
I think it's a really important part of the dialogue, Ben. I think at the top of this story is the federal governments and successive federal governments haven't had the gumption to look at tax reform across the country. What's happening now in the states is that by virtue of stealth, they're going to have to do something themselves. And so the ACT is on a 20-year change program that started a couple of years ago, and the government's just been reappointed, where they're going to reduce stamp duties down to next to zero, and they're going to replace it with land tax that's paid sort of annually, so that there's a different sort of model set up there.
What do you think is the best idea for replacing stamp duty? If you take it away, what do you make it up with?
Well, look, what they're suggesting and what some of the state governments are suggesting is with an annual land tax levy, which would equally horrify your listeners. But the difference that makes is that the incentive to be able to get in and out of the market changes quite dramatically with that model. So that's parked that as a possibility. Mm. In the ACT, they're levying that on the home as well. I think in New South Wales, you'd have to look at something that excluded the home and looked at certain equity models. About a year and a bit ago on your program, Ben, I presented a model that was sophisticated and put together by our organisation to say that if GST went to 15%, you could reduce all stamp duty in the country and other taxes that people didn't want to pay. Because that gumption debate has never been had properly, we are going to move to a situation, Ben, where people of a certain age will say, actually, I'm going to move to another state because that state's got a better tax model for me when I'm 55 than it did when I was 40. And that's where the Americans have gone, and it's not the way to go.
All right, you mentioned land tax, you mentioned 15% GST, you haven't said negative gearing. Is that part of the mix? Bill Shorten says it has to be.
Yeah, I think the fact is, and what both parties have realised, is that a lot of Australians are locked into negative gearing. The debate and the conversation no one's had recently is interest rates are so low that negative gearing's not as anywhere near as impactful as it's been in the past. But if we were to look at GST, stamp duty, negative gearing as a package, I think we could come up with a really well-balanced solution. What we need to understand is that state governments are now having to rejig their own tax systems because the federal government won't touch it. And Scott Morrison said just the other day, we've got a housing shortage, and made the statement, but done nothing to indicate at the federal level that they're going to do anything about it. So at least for the New South Wales government to begin a dialogue about stamp duty is a start, but we're going to be right in behind it and pushing for some significant change in that area. Between you and I think we started the debate on retrospective super and we got that resolved. Now we've got to start dealing with stamp duty. So we're going to do it by stealth on Ben Fordham program on weekdays.
Well said. If you come up with a solution for man flu, let me know. Great to talk to you.
Good on you, Ben.
Alex Malley, the boss of Certified Practicing Accountants Australia, if you've got a view on that.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.